The subject of race has come up again in Major League Baseball. This week, former star pitcher Dave Stewart quit as assistant general manager for the Toronto Blue Jays after the team failed to hire him for the general manager position. Stewart, who is black, blasted baseball owners for not putting more minority members in important front office jobs. Major League officials admit Stewart's comments highlight an existent problem. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
When the Toronto Blue Jays didn't promote Dave Stewart to the position of general manager this week, this is what he said. "I've lost hope in the direction baseball is going with minorities. Baseball owners think the only ones capable of doing top front office jobs are white people. Baseball," he said, "is a shallow industry." After a stellar playing career, Dave Stewart felt he'd done enough to earn the job of general manager. Considered by many the most important position on a team, the GM makes hiring and firing decisions on players, managers, and coaches. Stewart had worked in player development, he'd negotiated contracts, and had been the assistant GM in Toronto for 3 years. But Blue Jays president Paul Godfrey hired a white candidate this week, a person some baseball insiders believe was, in fact, the most qualified for the job. Godfrey denies race was a factor, saying Stewart was on the short list and given serious consideration. Nevertheless, Dave Stewart's comments have brought back memories of 1987, the year L.A. Dodgers general manager Al Campanis made his infamous public comments about minorities in high baseball positions.
"I truly believe that they may not have some of the necessities to be, let's say, a field manager or perhaps a general manager."
Baseball has evolved since then. In just the last 2 years, the number of black managers on the field has tripled from 2 to 6. Richard Lapchick keeps track of baseball's minority hiring through his Center for the Study of Sport in Society.
"Baseball has made progress with managers, with coaches, with people in front offices, with senior administrative positions, not only on teams but in leagues. The single office where they have had the least progress, probably of any position in all of pro or college sport, is that of general manager, the real decision maker."
In its history, Major League Baseball has had 3 minority general managers. Currently, only one of baseball's 30 teams has a minority GM. Ken Williams of the Chicago White Sox is African American. Commissioner Bud Selig admits the diverse face of baseball on the field, with white, black, Latino, and Asian players, is not adequately reflected in the general manager position. Selig has ordered all teams to provide equal opportunities to minorities. Just recently, he criticized several teams that filled open manager and general manager positions with white candidates. Richard Levin is a spokesman for Major League Baseball.
"The commissioner does have the bully pulpit. He can encourage teams to act properly and responsibly. I think most teams do. And you got to just keep pushing at it, and hopefully the situation will improve."
Perhaps Selig will get an extra push from his old team. Before becoming commissioner, Selig owned the Milwaukee Brewers. Now his daughter runs the team. Just yesterday, the Brewers hired a new pitching coach, Dave Stewart. Tom Goldman, NPR News.